Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast with me, Ian Welsh. I'm with Michael Gwynden, palm oil technical advisor with the Zoological Society of London. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
We're going to talk a little bit around a recent report that ZSL have released and also a little bit about Michael's impressions from the recent RSPO meeting in Malaysia. So, Michael, why don't you start by giving us a little bit of a background to the Sustainability Policy Transparency Toolkit, or SPOT for short, that I know you've been involved with at ZSL, what it is and what you're setting out to achieve.
So the SPOT tool is a free online platform developed by ZSL. And what we do is annually we assess palm oil, timber and pulp and paper companies on the public disclosure of their sustainability policies and commitments, reporting against them, and disclosure on the extent of their operations. So we annually assess companies against over 100 sector-specific indicators to benchmark their progress over time. And this year we included 70 palm oil companies on the SPOT tool. And essentially the main aim of the SPOT platform is to provide a measure of a company's overall transparency, including their commitments to environmental, social, and governance best practice. And what we try to do is, by tracking transparency of these companies, we hope to incentivize the implementation of best practices by these companies. And we provide tools for key influencers. So these are the investment community, buying companies, and civil society organizations to be able to use the tool to inform their engagement with companies to manage ESG risk in both their buying and lending and investment decisions, and just to sort of push the sector towards increased transparency and sustainability.
You just released a new assessment of the 70 palm oil companies that you mentioned. What were the main findings from this?
Overall, it's very positive. We continue to see through these assessments, so we've been doing them since 2014, and we're continuing to see progress by companies. But what's really important is that there's still a lot to do by companies that we do assess if we are to make palm oil, sustainable palm oil, the norm. So I'd say sort of key findings from the assessments. So as I said, companies are continuing to increase their commitments, but a lot of these commitments are insufficiently robust, or they do not cover the full scope of company operations. So if you look at something like company commitments, no deforestation commitments, 49 of the 70 companies that we assess have some sort of a deforestation pledge, but more than half of these don't cover all forest types. And half of these companies don't expect all of their suppliers to match their commitments. Secondly, these are also company commitments are undermined by the lack of implementation and monitoring. So meaning that deforestation in areas that are home to critically endangered wildlife, so these are things like orangutans and Sumatran tigers, could be going unreported. So only half of the companies that have a zero deforestation commitment provide any evidence of how they are monitoring forest cover across their supply chain. And I think lastly, since we are talking about certification and the RSPO, within the SPOT platform, we assess companies across 10 major categories, and companies are performing worst in the certification standards category. 45 of the 70 companies that we assess are RSPO members, and many of these companies lack time-bound implementation plans to achieve 100% RSPO certification. And the majority of these companies are far from reaching their targets to be 100% RSPO certified.
In general, then, are you seeing a significant gap between commitments and actual activity in the sector?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really across the sector. Is what we're seeing is, in recent years, there's been a huge push for companies to develop these sustainability policies. And at least what we're seeing from the public reporting side of thing is that there is a significant implementation gap. And if we are to meet things like 2020 deforestation pledges, so things like the New York Declaration on Forests or the Consumer Goods Forum pledges, we really need to see collective action by companies to translate their commitments into action.
It's interesting, Michael, that you said that companies are performing worst in the certification space. Now, I know that only 45 of the 70 companies you looked at are RSPO members, so I guess that's going to influence things a little bit. But how much are you seeing some companies being frustrated by certification not going forward fast enough versus companies, on the other hand, who are making vague deforestation pledges but actually doing very little about it?
a lot of this around certification standards is definitely companies are frustrated with the system. And, you know, there are criticisms of the RSPO not going far enough to sort of guarantee sustainability. And there's also, you know, the process of getting certified can take a number of years, depending on where companies are within their sustainability journey. So I think there are frustrations by companies, and we are seeing in the spot data that many companies do lack time-bound implementation plans to achieve 100% RSPO certification within the next 5 years. Through our engagement efforts, we are encouraging companies to act quicker and in terms of gaining certification. And I think if you look at the new RSPO principles and criteria that was recently adopted, I think the new standard covers a lot of the criticisms that were within the previous standard. So, you know, addressing things like requirements for no deforestation, no development on peat, and also strengthening standards around human rights and labor. So I think a lot of, you know, the new standard aligns much more broadly with asks by civil society, the finance sector, around the NDPE policies.
Let's come to the changes to the RSPO just in a sec. Turning back to your spot assessment, how much did you investigate the issue around shadow companies that reared its head early in the year, where palm oil companies are offloading the non-certified areas or the plantations where deforestation is a problem into shadow companies that are owned by the same business but are separate from the main business? How much did your assessment look into that?
So within Spot, we do look at companies at the parent company level, and we look at, you know, in terms of the scope of company commitments, whether or not they apply them to all of their company operations. So that's the extent that we do look at that within the spot assessments.
Is it something that you're aware of that perhaps needs further investigation?
Oh, absolutely. It's something that we're looking into.
You were at the RSPO meeting. What were your impressions of the way things went?
I think from my perspective, it was very positive, and it was very evident through numerous conversations that I had with various stakeholders. So these, you know, numerous conversations with companies, other members in civil society, the finance sector, is that there seems to be a very strong willingness to make sustainable palm oil the norm. You know, the theme of this year's roundtable was a renewed commitment to achieving market transformation. And I think that was achieved, which was very evident through conversations that I had. But I think it was also actioned when you look at the overwhelming support for the new principles and criteria, and also the numerous resolutions that were adopted at the General Assembly.
So what do you think specifically then with the implications of the revised P's and C's from the RSPO meeting?
You know, I think it's an incredibly positive development. I think it now puts RSPO at sort of the forefront when you look at different sustainability standards, having elements of prohibiting deforestation and no new development on peat, and, you know, strengthening requirements around human rights and labor standards. So I think that's a very positive development. I think the challenge will be, now that the new standard has been developed, will be sort of taking that and translating that into all of the standard operating procedures within the RSPO and ensuring that that is actually being implemented on the ground.
Distinct Impression is one of the major palm oil players really being keen to take this forward and implement the new principles and criteria to really achieve greater sustainability in the palm oil sector.
Absolutely.
Good. Okay. Palm oil is something that lots of people know nothing about, certainly in terms of from a consumer angle. But of course, the banning of UK retailer Iceland, they rebranded a Greenpeace video and tried to release it as a Christmas advert. What's been your reading of this impact? Is it that any publicity is good publicity for the sector?
I think in terms of the sector, that it actually has quite negative implications. You know, there's a big push within consumers to purchase products that don't contain palm oil, but I don't think that's the actual solution. And what we need to do rather is, you know, really demand that companies use higher environmental and social standards when they're producing palm oil, because palm oil does have numerous benefits. It's quite an efficient crop when you compare it to other things like soybean or rapeseed oil, and those crops have their own problems that they come with. So if we're going to switch to other crops, then I don't think that's necessarily the solution. And rather, what we need to be doing is working with businesses, small-scale farmers, and really trying to increase the adoption of sustainable practices within the sector.
It's quite clear that there's a lot of evidence that says that just switching out of palm oil into other crops won't necessarily solve the problems and may in fact get worse, because palm oil is more efficient in terms of the output per hectare and everything else. So it's a fascinating debate. Thinking back then to the changes to the RSPO and thinking in terms of looking forward, to what extent do you think that the revisions mean that the RSPO has sort of grasped the initiative again and given it a really chance of having relevance or increased relevance in the future?
So I think they've done a phenomenal job. So the revision of the principles and criteria, you know, it was an 18-month process that involved numerous revisions and constant consultation with various stakeholders. So I think, you know, it's achieved quite a lot. It's made it very relevant to align the RSPO standards more around the requirements around the no deforestation, no peat, and no exploitation policies. I think really going forward, sort of the biggest challenges will be translating the policy and implementing that on the ground, but also making sure that the standard is more inclusive to the smaller and medium-sized enterprise companies and independent smallholders. So I'm not sure if you're familiar, but the RSPO is, on top of the new principles and criteria, is also developing a new independent smallholder standard. And that's going to be coming out next year at the General Assembly. And that's essentially going to make it much more easier for independent smallholders to be able to obtain certification.
Yes, I mean, that is the problem. I mean, you mentioned that only 45 of the 70 palm oil companies that, I guess, are the big companies that you guys looked at, only 45 of them are members of the RSPO. So there's a danger if the RSPO moves things far, you know, their standards too far ahead, then a lot of people will get left behind. There'll be an ever greater tail, as it were. Is that a danger, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. In creating a stricter standard, you know, it does make it more challenging for companies to obtain certification. So I think we really need to, through civil society, the RSPO, we really need to build capacity and engage with companies to really promote the sustainable palm oil agenda. And also, you know, it's not just companies that need to take action. We also need to be engaging with government and producing countries to be able to create sort of more inclusive frameworks for companies to be able to achieve RSPO certification, and also looking at sort of advancing things like jurisdictional approaches as a means to sort of transform the sector. Because if you look at the palm oil sector right now, only 19% of global palm oil is RSPO certified. So we do have a lot of work to do. And I think it really needs collective action by all stakeholders if we are going to really transform the sector.
The palm oil debate does seem to be one that's becoming more mainstream and more people getting involved in it. Hopefully that means that more sustainable supply chains across the board will be developed, but it's certainly a fascinating time. Michael Gwynden from ZSL, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.